Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he laid the example for us to be able to get into this kingdom. Baptism is only, it does not wash away the filth of the flesh. It answers a clear and quitted conscience, and it's the way that we get into this kingdom. It's our death, burial, and resurrection. And I've said it so many times, you can die and still be a living. You die to the things that you once walked in when you was younger, in your younger days, and be able to come in to his kingdom. It gives you the full amount of the full right to be able to come in and take your bread and the wine and be able how to wash the other brothers and sisters' feet. I want to tell you, we got to be dressed in humiliation. We got to be dressed in humbleness. We got to walk as a little child. I think about it. I believe it's in the 11th chapter of Matthew. It says, those born of woman, not greater than John the Baptist, but he that is a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. We want to be humble. We want to walk humble. We pray and pray for our enemies each day and each hour. And now we've got, in this time world that we're living in, we got people, when they're killing people and taking their lives, they think they're doing the will of God. They're not doing the will of God that I serve. I want to tell you that. God Almighty wrote that, and Moses was carried up into the mountain, and those 10 commandments were wrote, and it's for us to go back. And they may be not that we may have wrote some of them, but God, when Jesus Christ come, he paid it all to him all, simply to the cross I cling each day and each hour. He tells us, I believe it's in the 25th chapter of Matthew, I think about that so much. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, for I am meek and lowly in heart. My yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. I want to tell you, when Jesus Christ was born here, no sooner he was born, old King Herden, he wanted to take his life. He can bear that there be another king. He wanted to be the only king. But I want to tell you, can't call his name now, but they asked him, he said, why did you have that sign of King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I want to tell you, he said to him, he says, he is a King of Kings. What I've written. And I want to tell you this morning, it's so wonderful to know he is a king. He came to save his people. And everyone that he saved, there's nothing going to separate us. He tells us plain in the scripture. He says, all that the Father give me, I'll raise it up at the last day. We got to pray for the little children today. We got so much going on in our schools. And I guess they heard me telling this. They would ridicule me over this. But I want to tell you, every parent has got a child. They got to teach them. They need to start at home. And the way a child is brought up, he won't depart in his old days. I want to tell you that right now. I've been walking in the way that my precious dear mother and father brought me up. I'm 61 years, and I'm not ashamed to own it. If they give me the switchings, now our courts say, if you give a little child a switching, a whipping, they get you for child abuse. I'm going to tell you right now, that switchings is good for you. I love everyone that my precious dear father and mother gave me, because I'm going to tell you, they didn't do it because they hate me. They done it because they love me. I want to tell you, God Almighty, he whoops his children. He chastens his children each day and each hour. I don't remember which chapter's in, but it speaks of the chastisement that comes upon us. And I want to tell you, every time we can turn around and everything we see happening, I believe that God is chastening his people. Oh, it says in 2 Chronicles and the 14th verse, he says, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from thy wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal thy nation. We must look on Jesus. We must ever give him honor and glory forevermore. I think about it. Since I was born, I was born at the end of World War II, not many days, about a week or a little more after it come to an end. And that was after I got big enough. I've been hearing of wars all down through life. I've seen our boys having to get on the ships and the planes and go and fight our enemies. We are still fighting. I want to tell you this morning how that was David, how God sent him before King Goliath out there. And when he sent him, he went with 5 smooth stones. I'm going to tell you, when we are fighting these battles and these wars, we better have God in prayer. We better have on the breastplate of righteousness, the whole armor of God. And we're looking to him to lead us, guide us, and direct us. Oh, God is the light. Jesus Christ says in me is life, and that life is the light of men. If we've not got the light of God, we're going to be walking in some other way. I'm going to tell you, I'm so thankful this morning that we are able, or we better want to walk in these old ways, follow the good ways. I'm going to tell you this morning, we better not say that we will not walk in these old ways. I'm going to tell you, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm going to tell you, well, when we get to heaven, we sing that song, oh, how beautiful heaven is. I want to tell you, we're going to a land where the roses never fade. I think about it so many times. And yeah, when we go, you can go where the a corpse at. You got all these flowers around them, and they're beautiful, and it's good to show sympathy out of the families. But I'm going to tell you, if you got a rose to give it to me while I'm living, because when I breathe out this last breath, our soul and spirit, every one of us the same way, when we breathe out this last breath, soul and spirit's going to return to God to rest with him in Abraham's bosom, out of the morning of the resurrection. And when I believe in scripture, and if I be wrong, I pray somebody will show me and tell me, and God will also. I believe when Jesus tells God, when God tells Jesus how to come back, when he comes back in the clouds of glory, how he's going to bring him souls and spirits with him, and this body's coming out of the grave. Oh, yeah, when the earth quakes, it's never quakes. It's going to be a time it's never been like before, and it'll never be again. But I certainly believe when these bodies come out, and that old corrupt bodies change, how the body of incorruption, and that old natural body, it's changed our spiritual body. And when it goes down in dishonor, it's coming up in glory. It's coming up a glorified body. And we'll be caught up, and there's going to be that last judgment day. I don't want to get into these, because there's more than one judgment spoken of. But I want to tell you how when we stand before the God, how the sheep's going to be put on the right, and the goats are going to be put on the left. And he's going to say to those goats, depart me, you away from me, you workers of iniquity. How the devil and his angels is going to be cast into that eternal burning hell. And Jesus Christ said that heaven and earth shall pass away. The heavens and the earth. Go back to Isaiah. I believe it's in about the 65th chapter. I want to tell you right now, this is going to pass away. But that heaven, that place up yonder, it's going to be there forever. There's going to be no end to it. I heard a preacher say one time, and you'd go to hell, and you'd burn to your sins, paid toll, and you'd come out. No, it will not be like that. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be forever and ever. There's either two places we can be. We can be in heaven, or it'll be in hell. And my hope is, and I believe every one of you that's sitting under my sound of my voice this morning wants to be in that heavenly place. You're hoping for that heavenly place up yonder. I tell you, we got to remember that God is a merciful God, and He's a long-suffering God, and He'll walk with us and keep us each day and each hour. I want to get back here to this. We're in a war. I'm speaking of wars. What we serve God, the Spirit is warring against the flesh, and the flesh is warring against the Spirit. There's a warfare going on, but we got to pray to God that He'll lead us, guide us, and direct us each day and each hour. As I see so many times, and I've seen it in my life, other people worry about what they're going to have to eat or what they're going to have. I was thinking as I was riding down the road this morning, looking out there, America's been blessed. Look at all these roads. Look at these good homes we've got. God has blessed us. We've had a land that flows with milk and honey. Let's give God the praise, honor, and glory. Let's not give no president we've ever had the praise and honor and glory. No senator we've got has done it. It seems like they get to where they just want to keep leading farther away and farther away. I think so much about how many boys that I've heard about and the number of our veterans have died fighting for America to have our freedom. That's the reason we come here. That was the reason we left that mother country, as I always refer to it, to be able to worship God in the way we want to. Now the people, they've got so much going on in the churches. And I'm going to say this morning, and I hope I don't offend nobody. If I do, I can't help it. If I do, every building you pass down the road and see, I've got to say, in the church of this or church of that, that can mean not me. I'm going to tell you what serving or worshiping God is. It's preaching salvation by the grace of God. And salvation cannot be bought with money. All this earthly wealth and fame we got, we cannot buy a way into heaven in the mighty glory. That was paid for by Jesus Christ when He hung there on the cross. And He said it was finished. There's nothing else we can do. All we can do is to present this body of ours, our living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, as a reasonable service. I say we need prayer everywhere. Our government leaders need to pray each morning when they go into their jobs that God will take care of them and keep them and lead them and guide them and direct them. And when I was going to school, that was the one thing that happened every moment, every morning in school. And I was called on many times. They had an intercom system that I went and read the Bible and held prayer for them. And I didn't ever realize at that time, back in my early 11 and 12 years old, that I would have to stand before God's dear people and preach the gospel. But I thank my God for the calling of it. I'm going to tell you, we try to hide what God has given us. But I want to tell you sometimes, but I want to tell you, God's light will shine within us. I'll tell you it will. Let us let our light so shine. And the scriptures tell us in Matthew, ye are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. I want to tell you this morning that if we don't let our light so shine, if the church kingdom ain't the light of the world, I'm going to tell you I don't want to follow the common world's light. I'm going to tell you it's not light. The scriptures tell us plain that that men would rather walk in darkness than to walk in light. If the people of America, I'm going to say it this morning, if the people of America will fall down and pray to God. I remember when that 9-1-1 happened. Oh, you could turn your television on. Everywhere you could see the people. Oh, they was praying, praying, praying. How long did it last? They went out with doing something else. I'm going to tell you this morning, we better be praying for our soldier boys over yonder, fighting in that country over there. Sometimes I wonder if that war will ever end over there. It may never end. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It's been going on for years and centuries and ages that's going on. But they're not going to be but one that's going to be able to come and conquer this wall and these wars. And I'm going to tell you, when we get to heaven, there'll be no more wars. I love that song, Glory Land. If you've got friends in Glory Land that passed because of pain and death, there'll be no graves over there. There'll be no more dying. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more sorrow. It's all going to be joy, peace, and happiness forever and ever. I think about those children of Israel, what they done when Moses went down there and brought them up out of the land of Egypt. And when he brought them up out of the land of Egypt, they got over there. Moses was caught up in the clouds there and carried up in there how to meet God. There, that was when those tables of stones were written. I want to tell you right now, though God Almighty did not write those tables of stones how to lose his breath, I want to tell you, this true divine word laying right here before me, it is guide and counsel, teaching us how we should walk and what we should do. And when he speaks to his children and says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'm going to tell you, I'm thankful for this small dominion they have in the places that we have had here. And to come out from amongst the world, we have to deal with it. Say 5 and 6 days a week. How they so much that can distract our minds and try to lead us astray. How that old devil, he's going to and fro. Look what he done back there when Adam and Eve was put in that Garden of Eden. And he told them they could eat of every tree in that garden except the tree of knowledge, good and evil. He told them plain that when they eat or took of that tree of knowledge, good and evil, they should surely die. I'm going to tell you, you may think you won't die. You may worry and do some things. You may get wound up in something. And you think, well, it's all right for me to do this. But I want to tell you, God has told us what we shall do. He's told us we must not commit adultery. We must not commit fornication. I walk in idolatry and follow false gods and idol gods, worshiping God with everything we can, with all the great, just worship him. And that's the only one to worship. I want to tell you, he tells us we shall not bear false witness, we shall not lie, we shall not steal. I'm going to tell you, we must remember that God is laid it down here for us to walk by, and without his grace, we cannot walk by it. But he'll give us grace to walk by it and to be with it. And I'll think about it so much. And I've often thought about this way. I want to get back here out of this where he's telling us to come unto us. He's up to heaven, this invitation to come to us. I'm going to tell you, baptism will not save you for heaven and the moral glory, but it'll certainly give you a better feeling. It'll bless you to be able to dwell with the people and to fellowship with the people. That has well come in and been before us, and we must walk in that straight way and let all light so shine that others can see it. I know I keep emphasizing this, but I want to tell you this morning, it's a grand and glorious thing how to go and be laid beneath that yielding ways, how to walk in the newness of life. I want to tell you that this morning, our brothers and sisters, it'll give you a feeling like you've never seen. And I thought one day morning, over 45 years ago, when I was late beneath the yielding ways as a young child, I didn't think I'd ever see the sun shine like it did again. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, I've seen it shine how bright again. It shines round about me each day and each hour. They've been tired. And I just been walking through the house, and I just see one of the most beautiful lights that I ever saw. Sometimes I wonder if I'm a child of God, but I tell you, I'm hoping that I am a child of God, and I hope that I'll be able to see my Savior some glad morning and be able to rest with him and be with him while there be no more trials and troubles. I've had a lot of sickness. I want to tell you, I can just hear my mother say this, been gone soon be 3 years. James don't get experimental. But I want to tell you, I've been, for about 52 years, I've been having to take a shot to keep this diabetes under control. But I'm looking for a day. I want to tell you that I won't have to take no shots. I won't have to worry about that. I won't have to worry about high sugar and low sugar. And God takes care of his people. I want to tell you that right now. I've said it so many times. While my mother's living, after my precious dear father passed, I had so many at my workplace and in the church kingdom. I've had so many mothers and fathers that have been there for me. I want to tell you, put your trust in God. And to set aside the Sabbath day, to be in the house of the Lord every time you can hear that there's a meeting. I'm going to tell you, those wells that we drink from, they'll never run dry. Those tables, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes the food may get little. At times I've heard my daddy talk about in those depression days that they wondered why they're going to get something to eat. But I'm going to tell you, put your trust in God. He'll give you something to eat. He'll give you the spiritual food to eat. I want to tell you, it'll never run dry. I tell you, when I think about it sometimes when we meet to sing, I can't sing good. I can't carry a good tune. But I'm going to tell you, when we all get to heaven, I'm going to tell you, there won't be no trouble carrying a tune. We'll sing that song. It'll never end. There'll never be no end to it. And we'll never get tired and weary. The children of Israel travel 40 years in the wilderness. I'm going to tell you right now, we'll not have to worry about laying down and going to sleep or whatever. Well, Brother John Newton wrote that song. When we've been to, it's, I don't know what it was in, Amazing Grace or not, but we sang it a lot with it. I love that third verse too. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. 'Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. If we've not got God's grace, we won't be able to get home. But I want to tell you, there is a joyful place to be here below. It's not without persecution. It's not without some temptations. But God never tempted one of his children. But I want to tell you, there is rest in this land. We can get some rest here. And it says, work while it's day, for night will come when we can't work. I've seen it happen. But one time in my home, that my father, we had to stay with him and take care of him, me trying to work and make us a living, but yet I had to stay there and be there to take care of him on weekends. Went 5 years and didn't dart to church door. But I prayed every day and every moment. And I seen my precious dear mother in the last 26 days she lived. She come down to the place. They told me, says there's no better for it. I just prayed, Lord, let thy will be done. I know it didn't hit me till two or three weeks afterwards. I shed a minute here. But I want to tell you, my loss was her gain. I want to tell you, it's so wonderful to know that when we die, this body's dead here, but it's alive somewhere if I am with God. I want to tell you, it's living. It's going to live in one of the two places. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes I feel like, I can tell you, I know what I've seen of my mother and father in views since then. My mother, I saw her just as plain in about 3 months after she'd gone. I heard her voice say, James, James, come home. Oh, how beautiful it is up here. That's all the evidence I want. But I want to tell you, I'm hoping when I breathe out this last breath, I can be standing behind the pulpit and be in my right mind and say, goodbye, vain world. Farewell, vain world. I'm going home to die no more. We're going to live on somewhere in that eternal city where we'll never take no departing out and never die again. I know it's wonderful to be in it, that we got a battle to fight, but God will help us fight it. And I want to, as we bring this meeting to a close, I want to tell you, and the Brother Gleason told me to publish an open door for reception of members. If you're walking through dry places and can't find no rest, there is rest here for you. It's wonderful to be able to walk with God's dear people and to be with them each day and each hour. If I've said anything that comforts you, give God the praise and honor and glory for it. And if I made mistakes, come and tell me about it. I won't be no trouble to try to make it right. But it's God that blesses us. We can't preach with an Isaiah. It comes from God and God alone. May God bless you and keep you. I've enjoyed being with you. What have you got to say, brother?
376.
And if y'all want to, you can come around and give me the right hand of fellowship. And Hope y'all well. Say when you're ready, brother.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet. Shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet.
Saturday before in this month, Ebenezer Primitive Baptist Church will have a two-day meeting, and that communion will be on Saturday afternoon. The morning service starts at 10 o'clock, and I'm sure they would love to see you. And we invite you to come to Reedsville Church next Sunday to be with us.
And there'll be next Sunday's a communion foot washing Oak Grove thing, right? And the fifth weekend in July, I know it's been give out some in April, but it's the fifth weekend in July, we will have the annual fifth Sunday meeting at Stuart Primitive Baptist Church there in Stuart. It begins Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and then it'll end. It'll be in the evening on Saturday, and then it'll end a Sunday at lunchtime.
That's fifth Sunday in
July.
July of
07. Oh.
Of 07.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know it's a little long giving it out, but.
Oh, you're talking about the meeting like you had at community.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm planning to go to there.
Okay, well, we'll be glad to have you all up there.